Paulie Venito is getting his beverage cart ready for yet another journey to honor co-workers killed in the 9/11 attacks, and he joins us now to discuss the upcoming Paulie's Push. Mr. Venito, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So for those who are not familiar with Paulie's Push, would you mind telling us how this all came about?
Well, I can tell you I definitely thought about this probably a year after 9/11 was when it first came to my mind of doing this. I just wasn't able to accomplish it. It took me 20 years almost now to have done it. And what I did, because I was a retired flight attendant from United that normally worked flight 175 and came in the night before off that trip, I knew the crew that was on that aircraft. So, you know, as we all know, when those towers came down that morning, everybody forgot, really, because of the enormity of that scene. Even myself, looking at those buildings come down, everybody forgot what happened at the beginning of that day. And I knew that. I knew that that was going to happen, that these guys were going to be overshadowed for the heroics that they really were able to accomplish on those aircrafts with those terrorists at that time in the morning and been able to make phone calls under that scene. So what I did, I knew these crew members were from all over the country and their families lived all over the country. And I needed to do something that would get national attention, not just a local station. I wanted all their relatives to hear from all of us in this country and really around the world that we realized the heroics of these guys. So I was able to, you know, train and get ready and take a beverage cart from an airplane and push it 220 miles last year from Logan Airport to Ground Zero. It took me 20 days. With the help of some people, I couldn't have done it without them. But I can tell you that I know what now when we hear about athletes talking about being laser-focused. I know what that means now, but because I was laser-focused. That cart was going to be in New York, but I needed support around me to be able to get to that laser-focused spot, if I could, because nothing was going to stop me. And I honestly felt like there was a barrier around me. Like anything that came about, it was going to be handled. And I had the help of my crew. Dennis and Stevie were there, my high school buddies. You know, there were people that were supporting me along the way. And police and fire, especially, they were out there. You know, out of the clear blue, they showed up. You know, the first day out of Boston, it was a hurricane. Hurricane Henry, I believe it was. And, you know, Wellesley police saw me in the middle of the hurricane, and they radioed the station. And from that point on, all the way to New York, the towns and the cities through Connecticut and into New York were all waiting, police and fire, and people all along the streets. So, yeah, it turned into something like I could have never imagined, never planned for it to be as big as it turned out to be, and I'm grateful for that. I still get emails and texts every day from people all over the world, really.
And when will your next trek begin?
Well, I didn't think I'd do it again. I had no intention of doing it again, but it's evolved into something. Now I'm doing it. This year I'm going to push from Washington Dulles Airport to the Pentagon, where American Flight 77, that was the route they took that morning. So American Airlines has let me, it's all set up for me to push out of, I'm going to have a ceremony at the crew room in Washington Dulles, and then they're going to bring me out onto the ramp of where the airplanes are. They're going to let me push from that point on to the Pentagon. So it's pretty special. The military's involved with the Pentagon. My good friend Joe Sweeney, his family, thank God for them. You know, their father, General Sweeney, everybody knows. That was my connection to the Pentagon, so.
All right, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and those looking to learn more about Paulie's Push can go to paulyspush.com. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.